In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have just begun the season of Advent, a period of 4 weeks of preparation for the Feast of the Nativity, which is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. We profit from these weeks by preparing our souls for his coming, and especially through rekindling the holy desires which humanity, and especially the prophets, had for the coming of the Messiah. The joy of this feast is so great that Holy Mother Church sees it fitting to want it to come. She sees it fitting that we desire our Savior to come into our souls. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception is a feast dear to the Institute because it is Our Lady, under that particular title, who is our heavenly patroness. As we begin today these 9 days of preparation, we echo these sentiments of desire, albeit in a shorter period of time. And for the mother of our Savior, Mary. Why should we desire the presence of Mary in our life? First of all, it is because she is the cause of our joy. Saint Elizabeth expressed this sentiment in the Gospel. As soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Mary is the cause of our joy because she carries within herself the great cause of our joy, her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what John the Baptist, still in the womb of his mother, perceived through the call of Mary's voice. He perceived the coming of our Redeemer, who came to save humanity from sin, a Redeemer awaited after thousands of years following the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. Would we not react similarly in his place? We have much to marvel and to thank, because by Mary's fiat at the Annunciation, she consented to participate in God's plan of salvation for humanity. Because of her fiat, our Lord came to this earth, suffered, and died for our sins. Because of her fiat, heaven was opened once more to us through the redemption which was wrought by her Son. But it is not sufficient to only attribute Mary being our joy to the Son that she carried in her womb. Mary is the cause of our joy because of her very own person as well. She is fully human, just as we are. And while it is a privilege stemming from the fact that she is Mother of God, her Immaculate Conception is a victory for humanity over sin. She has crushed the head of the serpent and encourages us by standing as an example that with God, we too can conquer sin. Moreover, Mary continues to reign in heaven as our queen. She sees us in our misery, in our daily struggles, in the spiritual life. Even if she is so high up, she will not turn a blind eye to our sadness as we mourn and weep in this vale of tears. Rather, like the most excellent of mothers, she wants to encourage us. She wants to cheer us up as we walk the narrow and arduous path to join her in the kingdom of heaven. Mary is abundant in mercy as well as in power, Saint Bernard tells us. As her charity is most powerful, so also is it most merciful on our behalf. And this is manifested to us continually by its effects. We see firsthand her compassion, as it is by a word from her mouth at the wedding in Cana that our Lord advanced his hour by performing his first miracle of changing water into wine in order to avoid the embarrassment of the bridal party. Even when she was living on this earth, the only thought of Mary after the glory of God was to relieve the wretched, notes Saint Alphonsus. No creature can obtain for us miserable sinners so many mercies as this good advocate, who is honored by God with this privilege, not only as his beloved handmaid, but also as his true mother. Dear faithful, let us look with joy upon our Mother Mary. Let us even leap for joy, as did John the Baptist, at the sound of her name. For when we hear her name, we know her son Jesus is not far away, who gives us light and hope. When we hear her name, we know too that she is not far away, always ready to mercifully intercede with her son for us, now and at the hour of our death. Our Lady, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.